Bibles this morning. We trust not to hold you long. Just got what I call a sermonette this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll work with it and see what God's going to do. Amen. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, I read verses 13 and 14. And supporting scripture this morning should come from Joshua 24, 14 and 15. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 13 reads as thus. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Joshua, that you've already heard in your hearing, the 24th chapter, verses 14 and 15. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning. Do you know which way you're going to go? Do you know which way you're going to go? At the crossroads of a new beginning. And as the Lord gave me this message, I just thought about the fact that we have so many decisions in life that we have to make. And a lot of those decisions we start at this time of the year. And I'm reminded, and I feel a little dark coming out of me this morning, is a little bit of a song that says, and I don't even know whether I can sing it right. If I don't, Charles, you, Alexander, one, pick it up. But it ties in with where we're going this morning. I was standing by the wayside. I was standing wondering what. I was standing, Lord, wondering to where to go. I was standing by the wayside. I was standing, wondering which way to go. Oh, I was standing, Lord, wondering. I told Jesus I would serve him. I told Jesus I would serve him everywhere. Oh, I told Jesus amen, amen, amen. I need to save just a little bit. Hallelujah. If you are one of those this morning that is standing by the wayside, you're still yet wondering which way to go, then the question is proposed to you this morning. Do you know which way you are going to go? I find again this morning that it's only by the grace of a mighty God that he has spared us to be counted amongst the living, to come into this holy sanctuary to worship him in spirit and in truth. And we ought to be thankful that God has allowed us an opportunity to see another year. The new year brings about new beginnings and new perspectives on life, and our walk with Christ even somewhat is different. When we think about the new year, we realize that we are closing out some things from the year past, and we're starting afresh. We are starting on a brand new journey. And as we think about it, as of midnight last night, 2011 is behind us. Nothing we can do to redo what we've already done. So we say again with you this morning, forget those things which are behind you and press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's nothing back in last year that's going to do you any good right now. But you got to have a mindset is to let last year go and start afresh, knowing that God will still be right there by your side. We got to understand that we're in the army of the Lord, and there's still a lot of work to do. We look around, we think that we've arrived because of modern technology and all of the many different things that we have at our fingertips. But we still got a long way to go. And then I believe that too many of us have forgotten where we come from. God has blessed us so much, and we are so modernized now that we forget about the little simple things in life. Even the mere fact of the weather being warm, we ought to be thankful. If it was cold as it should be, then our electricity bill would be sky high. It's going to be high anyhow. January and February, that kicker month. Hallelujah, Jesus. You began to wonder, if I can just make it through that, I'll be all right. But one thing about it, when you get cold, you're going to turn the heat on. Anybody in here going to sit in the house and freeze and got heat? You can't do nothing about it. There are many people that's already complained. A lot of people are already gone downtown. But the bottom line is, I don't care how much you fuss and cuss, at the end of the day, you got to pay them what they say you owe them. They don't care how holy you are. They don't care if you're a preacher. They will cut my lights off. And I can sing in the house and sing Jesus is the light all I want to. But that'll be the only light I see. Don't never forget where your strength come from. We forgot where we come from, that where our ancestors didn't have electricity. We got to understand that we've come a mighty long way. And the Lord God has blessed us in such a special way. And when we get to the beginning of a new year, we need to look at the words of Jesus. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things shall be added. Too many of us out there trying to get those other things. But what we need to be doing is seeking God. I wonder. You know, I found out that too many times we just go through the motions. Most of us in here, we've been growing a long time. Most of our membership, we were under the leadership of Dr. F.D. Betts. And he taught us something. And then again, I wonder, did he? Life ought to be a lot easier for me, because we should have learned something about how to love one another, how to treat one another back in his day. We're still coming up with some of the same old mess. I come to try to get the record straight this morning, that it's time for us to get out of self and get into the service of the mighty God. I'm here for to be a servant. We are here to be witnesses in service. And as we hear the word of God, we got to go out and share the good news. Tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. He is the same God. The same God that was with us last year. He promises never to leave us, neither will he forsake us. Think about it. We
talked about last night, and we testified about how God has saw us through January all the way through December. Now here we are at January again. Anybody got sense enough to believe that the same God would take us through another year's journey? We ought to be able to say as believers this morning that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. If you cannot make that a personal thing in your life, then that's one of the things you need to be working on this year. Getting a personal relationship with your God. It's all right to know the pastor. It's all right that we pray for one another. But how many times are you going to trust the power of a mighty God? How many times at your own house do you go down on bended knees and you talk to your God and you realize that you don't need Cain to get through to God? All you need to do is open up your mouth and talk to God. Anybody in here talking to God other than on Sunday morning? The first Sunday of the year, we ought to be asking God for his guidance. We ought to know that there are going to be trouble along the way. I don't care how optimistic you are about how good things are going to be this year. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Anything could happen just in the flick of an eye. You got to understand that you're up today and you could be down today. But while the blood is yet running warm in your veins, you ought to be willing to tell God thank you. When we began to think about our thought this morning, do you know which way you're going to go? Let us look at wisdom from King Solomon. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. So now, if you want to know which way to go, first of all, you got to understand that it's not your way, but God's way. If we will allow him to lead and direct us, we will find that the enemy don't have no power over us. We ought to come to a place where when we don't know what to do, if you're at that crossroad that I'm talking about this morning, and you don't have an idea of what to do, well, just have a little talk with Jesus. How do you talk to him? Well, we call it prayer. You got to learn how to talk to God. You got to talk to God with everything that you got. You got to talk to God realizing that he understands what you're going through. Have you ever talked to God and you began to think that he's not going to hear you? For whatever reason, the enemy began to put in your mind your yesterday. But how many are willing to let yesterday go and say, this is the day that the Lord God has made? How many are willing to say, God, whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to do it this morning? We got to understand that God wants us to make some decisions. And in order for us to make the right decision, the Bible said, lean not unto your own understanding. There's some of us that think we know everything. Can't nobody tell us nothing. Remember how our elders used to tell us that fire burned? Then there are those of us that had to get burnt before we realized that they were telling the truth. There are some things you ought not have to go through. If your cousin, your brother, your friend is going through it, check them out. Got to learn how to back off of some things. Got to learn how to trust the power of God. I come to tell you this morning that there's a time for all things. And it's a time for us to put away our foolishness. It's time for us to get our minds straight. And to realize that God is giving us another chance. Everyone under the sound of my voice, if you're not working for the Lord, you ought to find you something to do. The Bible declares faith without works is dead. So we got a whole lot of folk walking in the church house saying that they got faith in the mighty God, but they sit around like dead logs. Don't never want to say nothing. Don't never want to do anything. Ask them to sing that can't sing. Ask them to pray that can't pray. But ask them about somebody's business. If we would apply ourselves to what God would have us to be doing, instead of going around worrying about unnecessary things, you are going to come to this crossroad. And Jesus says, when you get there, there are going to be two ways. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. So here you are at a crossroad. The Bible declares, and the words of Jesus said, that the straight gate is wide and broad is the way. But the broad way leadeth to destruction. The Bible declares there be many that go in thereat. So now, if you're at the crossroad of your life, and when you look to your left and you look to your right, wherever the crowd is, go the other way. Too many of us want to be in the in crowd. Too many of us want to be in what we call the clique. But the clique that cracked out. It amazes me how people even in the house of God don't want to get along with one another. Because we think that we got certain cliques. As pastor of the church, it is my job to love everybody. And my hope and prayer that everybody love me. Well, I'm not crazy enough to think everybody do. But I'm going to treat you like you love me anyhow. You got to learn how to love folk whether they love you or not. For I found out a long time ago in my ministry, I got to give an account of how I treat you. Not necessarily what you do unto me. So as you go into this new year, stop worrying about what they said. Half the time, you can't find out who they are. Jesus said, don't go in the broad way, because that's going to lead to destruction. You see a whole lot of folk on the broad road going downhill. No hope. Looking like they don't have a friend. Walking around like nobody loves them. Walking around like they don't have any sense whatsoever. But then, let us look down the other road. Straight is the gate. Narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life. Then Jesus says, and few there be that find it. Don't worry about it if it seemed like your used-to-be so-called friend don't care nothing about you no more because you don't want to run the street no more. You may not have a ride, but at least you got in your mind that you're going to do better. So when you get it in your mind that you're going to do better, you just keep pressing toward that mark. Now, there's going to be somebody that's going to say you're not going to make it. There's going to be somebody that say you're wasting your time. But you let them say what they will or may. You hear what thus said the Lord our God. God said that I'm a loving, merciful, and forgiving God. And if God can forgive you, you ought to be able to forgive yourself. Now there are some folk in your life that are not going to forgive you. But you got to learn that it's not about those folk. It's about what God has said. And I stopped by to tell you this morning that when you get to the crossroads of life, don't let nobody tell you which way to go. But you got to make up your own mind. Do you know this morning which way you are going to go? You heard that down the broad way is destruction. Down the narrow way is life. And I want to choose life. But I found out that everybody don't want to go. That's why I went back to Brother Joshua. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose you this day. Whom you are going to serve. You got to make up your mind this morning. Are you going to serve God or the devil? The devil wants you to get on his side. Broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction. But if you get on the Lord's side, everything will be all right. On the days when you're down and out, when you feel like you're weak, God will come in and make you strong. When it seems like you can't make it, God will pick you up, turn you around, make everything all right. Even when death comes and you don't understand death, Jesus said, I took the sting out of death, and death has no power. I thank God this morning that I made up my mind that I got to the crossroads. When you get to the crossroads of life, here on the first Sunday of the year, you got to make up in your own mind. Are you going to live for God? Are you going to run for the devil? You better make up your mind. Whose side are you leaning on? Whose side are you trusting? Do you trust the mighty God? The God that's a doctor that's never lost a case. The God that's a bridge across all your troubled water in this life. You're going to have tribulation, but hold on and hold out, because everything going to be all right. I found out right here at the crossroads. I know which way I want to go. I want to go the narrow way. Even if I got to go by myself, I'll go by myself. I'm reminded that the Bible said, train a child in the way that he should go, and they won't depart from it. Don't let the children make the decision, but you got to make the decision. For God, I'll live, and for God, I'll die. I had a confrontation this morning. The son said, I don't want to go to church. I said, we church people. He said, I don't want to be a church people. I said, well, look around you. Didn't you look last night? Paw and Auntie was in the church. I go to church. Markeisha goes to church. We are church folk. And you're going to be a church folk. I got to know that I got to tell somebody about the goodness of God. And we got to start with our babies, teaching them to do what God would have them to do. Not what they want to do, but what God wants them to do. They don't have a choice but to do what you say do. But as grown folk, you got a choice. So when you get there at that crossroad, what decision are you going to make? Which way are you going to go? Are you going to go for the in crowd where it seems like they're having so much fun? How many of you know that that fun don't last always? That fun run your body down. That fun would run you into hell and damnation. But if you go the other way, hallelujah, Jesus, it may seem like you're lonely, but you'll find out when you seem like you're all by yourself that some angel out of nowhere we just scoop you up and let you know that you're not by yourself. Let you know that I'm going to be there in the morning and in the evening. I serve a God this morning that's going to do everything that I need him to do. But you got to make your own mind up. Don't let nobody or nothing hinder you from being where God would have you to be. As you go into this new year, let some stuff go. I'm not talking about lip service. I'm talking about being committed to a mighty God. You see, God is tired of lip service. It's easy to say what I will do, and it's a whole lot harder to follow through and do it. But if on this day that you made it up in your mind, I'm going to serve the Lord. If you have any power in your house, you let them know that as far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Now, how many of you know that just because you serve him, that don't mean you do everything right? None of us in here are perfect. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So don't look down on your brother or your sister that may not be where you are. Pray for them that God would get them and elevate them to a place where you would have peace to know that everything is going to be all right. You see, as children of the mighty King, We got to pray ye one for another. As we start off and embark into a new year's journey, look at it as a new beginning. But now, you're not starting new from scratch. You ought to have something built up down on the inside. Just think about it. How many of you can say that you caught a little hail last year? But somehow, some way, God brought you through. You see, the key is that as you have your trials and your tribulation, Jesus said, be of good cheer. Don't get bent out of shape. It's going to be all right. Because I am God. God says he can do anything but fail.